wish.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
And now, the six merry murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of the cell block tango.
Cicero.
People have these little habits that get you down, like Bernie liked to chew gum. No, not chew, pop. So I come home this one day and I'm really irritated and I'm looking for a little bit of sympathy, and there's Bernie lying on the couch drinking a beer and chewing. No, not chewing, popping. So I said to him, I said, you pop that gum one more time. And he did. So I took the shotgun off the wall and I fired two warning shots into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have heard it, I bet you you would have done the same.
I met Ezekiel Young from Salt Lake City about 2 years ago, and he told me he was single, and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home, I'd fix him a drink, we'd have dinner. And then I found out. Single, he told me. Single my ass. Only was he married. Oh no, he had six wives. One of those Mormons, you know? So that night when he came home from work, I fixed him his drink, as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming, he had it coming. He took the flower in his pride, and then he used it, and he used it. It was a murder with a lot of crime.
And now I'm standing in the kitchen, carving up the chicken for dinner, minding my own business. In storms my husband Wilbur and the jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he says. He was crazy. He kept on screaming, you've been screwing the milkman. And then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you you would have done the same.
Meet Kereshikne. Os monja a hire la con fotta i fermet. On megle chunta e feria. Demigos on a totiol on boyok. Nem tudom. Mert modja onko sam hogyke dodom. Problatom. Aredno segen meg modja rozni. De nem mertet es meg.
Yeah, but did you do it?
Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I had this double act, and my husband Charlie traveled around with us. Now, for the last number in our act, we did these 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, splits, spread eagles, backflips, flip-flops, one right after the other. So this one night, before the show, we're down at the hotel Cicero. The three of us boozing, having a few laughs. And we ran out of ice, so I went out to go get some. I come back, open the door, and there's Veronica and Charlie doing number 17, the spread eagle. Well,
I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead.
They had it coming.
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 All along. I didn't do it.
She didn't do it.
But if I'd done
it, she should
have had to tell me that I was wrong. They had it coming.
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 Took a flower.
All along.
I loved Alan Lipschitz more than I could possibly say. He was a real artistic guy, sensitive, a painter. But he was always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself, and on the way, he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you could say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bomb, bomb, bomb. The dirty bomb, 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 bomb.
They had it coming.
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 All along.
Because if they used us,
if they used us,
and they abused us,
they abused us.
Look at you tell us.
Uncle Sam Bertumbe.
Number 17, the spread eagle.
Artistic differences.
Pop.
Six.
Squish.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.